经就好像一面镜子一样。
Because the Bible is like a mirror.
啊，当我们在看这个镜子，啊，我们看到说我们有哪里需要改进。
When we look into this mirror, we find out the places that we need to change ourselves.
啊，圣经告诉我们应该要怎么做。
What does the Bible tell us to do?
用很多很美好人物的例子来教导我们。
It uses many, stories and many characters to teach us.
那我们学习了之后，我们思考，然后希望在接下来的几个礼拜当中能够，把它应用在我们的生活当中。
Once we learn about it and reflect upon these things, we hope that in a few weeks we can apply it to our lives as well.
好，当然讲到宣道人物，我第一个想到的就是主耶稣。
The first evangelist I can think of in the Bible is our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣他是伟大的真神。
Because our Lord Jesus is the great and almighty God.
但是他谦卑自己。
Yet he humbled himself.
来到人间。
To come amidst man.
来教导我们。
To teach us.
如何来敬拜他。
So how to worship him.
如何来做这个圣工。
How to do this type of holy work for him.
好，我们请看约翰福音。
Let us read John.
约翰福音的第四章。
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章这边，是主耶稣，在撒玛利亚，这个地方跟一个妇人的个人宣道。
In John chapter 4, Jesus is preaching to a Samaritan woman.
好，这一段我们都蛮熟悉的哈。
We're all familiar with this passage.
好，我们来先来看前面一点这里就好。我们先来看第七节到第十节。
Let us read verse 7 to verse 10.
好，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说：“请你给我水喝吧。”
8.
那时门徒进城买食物去了。9.
9.
撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。十。
10.
耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。”好，这边是主耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚妇人对话的一开始。
Jesus begins to speak to Samaritan woman here.
好，他们要到，他们离开了犹大，本来他们的目的是要前往加利利，到那个地方传福音。
Jesus had left Judea and they were going towards Galilee.
好，那因为在路上必须要经过撒玛利亚，所以他们在这边短暂的做一个停留。
Because in the middle there was Samaria and they had to pass through it, therefore they stopped.
好，在这边碰到了一个撒玛利亚的妇人。
At that time, Jesus encountered a Samaritan woman.
主耶稣不认识这个人啊。
Jesus did not know this person.
但是他就向他，有这个机会就向他传福音。
But he took this opportunity to preach to her the gospel.
从这一段里面常常我们都是来，学习个人宣道，个人布道的一些要点。
We use this passage to learn about personal evangelism.
好，我们看主耶稣一开始跟他讲，主耶稣没有一开始就跟他说你要悔改，你要信神。
When Jesus first spoke to her, he did not tell her to repent and that she needed to believe in God.
你要信弥赛亚。
That she needed to believe in the Messiah.
好，主耶稣一开始他用一个非常生活式的话题来跟他开始打开话题。
When Jesus first spoke to her, he opened the conversation with a very life applicable question.
好，他们坐在井边，他就以这个打水来做话题，来跟他开始，打开这个沟通。
Since they were sitting down by a well, Jesus opened the conversation with a topic around water.
好，那这个妇女，她也回应了。
The woman responded to him.
那你看在这整个在一开始的过程当中，主耶稣他是用很友善，的一个口气，态度来跟这个妇女做交流。
When Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman, he used a very warm manner to do so.
哦，其实主耶稣跟，这个撒玛利亚的妇人来讲话，这个撒玛利亚妇人她是很惊讶的。
The Samaritan woman was actually very surprised that Jesus was speaking to her.
因为本来犹太人跟撒玛利亚人是没有来往。
because the Jews do not associate with the Samaritans.
特别是犹太人，他们看轻撒玛利亚人。
Especially because the Jews despise the Samaritans.
因为觉得说撒玛利亚人他们的血统不纯正。
Because they thought that the Samaritans' bloodline was not pure.
但是主耶稣在这边，从一个角度来看，他是降低了自己。
However, Jesus lowered himself.
来跟他说话。
So, to speak to the woman.
甚至跟他求水喝。
To even ask her for a drink.
所以这个妇女她觉得很惊讶，说：“哎，你怎么会来跟我讲话呢？”
That's why this woman was surprised and asked him why would he speak to her.
所以这个是其实从这边可以看到，主耶稣是一个友善接纳的态度来做这个谈话的工作。
Jesus used a very approachable manner to speak to this woman.
然后主耶稣开始在水这个话题上引起了。这个妇女她的好奇心。
Jesus used the topic of water to raise this woman's curiosity.
她讲说有一个活水，哇，喝了之后永远你就不会再渴了。
Jesus told her that there is this living water that would cause one not to thirst anymore.
所以在这个谈话当中，这一个妇女她就开始思考她自己人生的一个需要。
From this conversation, the woman started to think about the needs in her own life.
她一开始所想的是我现在肉体的需要，我会口渴。
In the beginning, she thought about her physical needs and that she would thirst.
但是很快的，主耶稣跟她的谈话讲到了她心里的需要。
But then Jesus quickly penetrated into the needs of her heart.
她心里面的一个枯干。
The thirst within her heart.
那接下来当他觉得有需要的时候，那主耶稣再继续跟他讲，启发了他的心里的良心。
When this woman felt that she had the need, the Lord then raised a matter of conscience in her heart.
教导他，告诉他说，这个枯干，这个需要是因为罪的缘故。
And taught her that the thirst that she feels in her heart is due to sin.
是让他能够承认，也能够认清楚自己有罪。
It allowed this woman to recognize and admit that she had sinned.
那从二十节开始到二十四节，主耶稣他跟这个妇女介绍正确信仰的观念。
From verses 20 to 24, Jesus taught the Samaritan woman about the true faith.
对，没错。因为这个妇女本来她想说，敬拜神是要在这一座山，或者是在那个地方，是在一个地方来敬拜。
Because at first the woman thought that worship should be done in a certain place.
但是主耶稣告诉她说，敬拜神的重点不是在哪里，而是在于心灵以及诚实。
However, Jesus clarified that it's not important where worshiper worships, but rather that they worship in spirit and truth.
最后主耶稣介绍给她弥赛亚已来临。
At the end of the conversation, Jesus introduced to her the Messiah.And the coming of the Messiah.
就是说已经到了，就是在这边，这跟你讲话的就是他了。
And that,
26节
in fact, the Messiah is here, and it is he who speaks to her.
所以这一整段就是一个传福音传道的一个很好的模范。
This is a great example for how one should preach gospel.
我们在这个学习当中我们刚刚是很简单的把它讲过了一次。
We quickly went over the passage.
但是我们在讲这些点的时候呢，我们也可以思考说，我们要如何来做好这个工作。
When we think about spreading the gospel, we must be determined to do it well.
有时候我们会觉得说，我们不知道要怎么来做这个传福音的工作。
Sometimes we feel we don't know how to evangelize.
因为我们觉得我们不知道怎么来做，所以我们就没有去做。
Because we feel we don't know how to evangelize, we don't do it.
但是其实圣经里面已经把最好的例子，主耶稣已经亲自来做示范给我们看了。
But the Bible has already put in the best example because Jesus came and was an example for us.
让我们来思考，让我们来思想，甚至让我们来模仿，然后让我们去做。
It allows us to think and ponder upon it and also imitate his example.
我们今天出去，我们碰到人，我们要跟他们传福音。
Today, if we meet someone, we must spread the gospel to them.
这个传福音的心要时常放在我们的心中。
This heart of spreading the gospel must be continually with us.
我们不管走到哪里，可能碰到在路上 买菜的时候碰到人，我们跟他开始聊天就可以传福音了。
It doesn't matter where we are, even if we're grocery shopping, we can spread the gospel.
其实有些慕道朋友真的他们也都是这样子来的。
Some truth seekers come for this reason.
我们尤其我们在说在卡加利在这边华人也不少。
There are many Chinese people in Calgary.
很容易我们就能够跟他们开始有一个话题。
It's very easy for us to start off on a common topic with them.
有一个共同的话题，讨论我们的家乡，或者是讨论我们的一些文化背景比较类似的地方，很容易，真的很容易就可以有一个话题。
It's very easy to have common topics in common with them because we share the same culture and we can talk about home.
语言又一样。
And our languages are the same.
但是很多时候我们可能会开始这个话题，但是我们很没有把它带向属灵的脚步去。
Sometimes we start off this conversation, but it's difficult or impossible for us to bring it to a spiritual level.
我们看主耶稣他很快他这讲两句话，当然就已经开始在讲这个属灵的干渴，然后讲到罪的问题。
We can see that Jesus was very quick to enter into the spiritual level.
因为他的心是在传福音。
Because his heart was into preaching the gospel.
所以说我们的心如果在传福音，我们不管到哪里去，开始跟人家聊天，真的很容易。圣灵带领我们就能够进去属灵的话题。
If our heart is into preaching the gospel, then we likewise will quickly be able to lead others to this spiritual level of evangelism.
那主耶稣在这一段，他其实跟他，你如果说从第四章这样子看下来，他跟这个妇女讲话可能没有超过五分钟。
Jesus probably didn't speak with this woman for more than 5 minutes.
但是在五分钟里面已经把非常重要的讯息告诉他。
Within these 5 minutes, he already taught or told her the most important thing.
要认罪。
To recognize her sin.
然后要真实的敬拜神。
To worship God in truth.
而且要找到这个弥赛亚。
To find the Messiah.
五分钟里面他从一开始讲水，讲到最后要找到这个救恩，就讲完，就能够有一个蛮完整的一个福音来讲给他。
Within 5 minutes, Jesus led the topic from that of water to that of the full gospel.
当然我们这一节最主要不是在讲，在做一个宣道人员的训练啊。
This sermon is not meant to be a seminar on evangelism.
但是这里所，我们今天所要看的是他们这些圣经人物主耶稣还有其他人物给我们的一个示范。
What we want to do is look at the models of evangelism that the biblical characters provided us with.
从他们所做的事情上，我们体会到他们那一份心意。
From what they did, we can see and feel the heart of evangelism that they had.
让我们有这个宣道的心。
So that we likewise will also take upon this heart.
能够有一个目标，希望在一个月之后的灵恩布道大会，我们或多或少在这个四个礼拜当中都能够在宣道的事工上来做我们自己的这一份努力。
So that we can establish a goal and within 4 weeks be able to accomplish this goal.
那主耶稣在这边我们刚刚讲到说主耶稣说他启发了这个告诉了这个让这个妇女认识说自己有罪。
We had said that Jesus allowed this woman to recognize that she had sinned.
其实这个罪是今天世人很多他们没有办法面对的问题。
Sin is something that many people can't face.
罪到底要怎么来讲解？
What is sin?
有时候你要在传福音的时候，你要跟人家讲罪很难。
How can we tell about sin to another person?
你说你有罪，他说我没有罪啊。
If you tell a person they have sinned, they will say they do not.
我有罪，我就被抓去关了。
Because if they have sinned, then they would be imprisoned already.
但是其实这个是人对罪错误的看法。
This is a misunderstanding that many people have towards sin.
罪其实在圣经里面所讲的罪跟我们这个英文就是说 crime 一个是 crime， 一个是 sin 那在世界上有两种，一种是对人的，一种是对神的。那在讲罪的时候，我们是在讲对神的罪。那 crime 就是说，中文好像也是犯罪，那个是对人的。
there's a difference between crime and sin.
Mm.
The main difference being that sin is a shortcoming towards God, while crime is towards men.
哦，所以说我们为什么常常心里会有一个苦难，会有一个不足，会有一个空虚，因为我们有罪，对神的一个亏欠。
Why is it that we often feel unfulfilled or dissatisfied? It is because we have fallen short of God and we have sinned.
可能你没有对其他的人不好，你对其他人都非常好。
Perhaps we treat everyone very well.
但是心里面还是有那个空虚，还是有那个罪，因为你对神还是有亏欠。
We however still feel this emptiness in our hearts because we have fallen short of God.
好，那这一个罪，我们让他们知道了之后，就可以继续告诉他们说正确的怎么解决这个罪的问题。
Once we let people know about this existence of sin, then we can tell them how to resolve it.
那当然就是在讲正确的洗礼的观念。
Then we will talk about baptism and the proper manner of baptism.
哦，借着洗礼，我们的罪就可以得赦了。
Through baptism, our sins will be washed away.
那从圣经里面，当然洗礼它的重要性，我们可以简单的先介绍给人家知道。
We can also make a very simple introduction of the importance of baptism.
那最后讲到就是讲到教会了。
Then we will lead into the topic of the church.
这个洗礼，圣经里面的洗礼，今天已经来到了。
That the baptism of the Bible is with us here today.
你不用等待，也不用说期待什么时候会到，它已经来到了，圣灵已经建立了。真耶稣教会。
We don't have to wait for a certain time to come in the future because the Holy Spirit has already established a true church.
就好像这个妇女说的啊，我知道这个弥赛亚以后会来。
Because it's like this woman, she said that she knows that the Messiah will come.
好像说你讲的这个救恩很好，但是可能是以后要才能够得到的。
Some people may think that this salvation you're preaching is very good, but it's something to come in the future.
但是主耶稣说，没有，不用等到以后，现在你就可以得到了。
Jesus, however, clarifies that it's not something to be waited for, it's already here and can be received at once.
所以这一段里面，我们学习起来，你会可能会觉得说步骤好多，很复杂。
Sometimes we might think that it's so complicated, this entire process.
这个可能是你给传道去做啊。
It's something that the preacher should do.
或者是负责人呢、啊、
？Or perhaps the board members can do it.
或者有特别的圣工的宣道的人员再去做这么详细的一个学习。
Or those who have a certain dedication to evangelism.
其实没关系，不一定我们每一个人都要学会所有这些步骤。
This is not a problem because it's not as if we need to learn every single step of evangelism.
好，圣经里面还有很多人，他们所做的宣，他们也是做宣道工作，但是他们做的很简单的动作。
There are other people in the Bible who also evangelize, but they use very simple actions.
我们请看那个约翰福音。
Let us read John.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音一章。第四十六节
John chapter 1 verse 46、
这个昨天我们有简单的提到
We also mentioned this yesterday、
约翰福音一章的、我们从四十五节开始
From verse 45
腓力找到拿但业对他说摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位我们遇见了就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣四十六节
46.
拿但业对他说拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗腓力说你来看请读
Verse 45 Philip found Nathanael and told him We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote Jesus of Nazareth the son of Joseph 46 Nazareth can anything good come from there Nathanael asked Come and see said Philip
所以可能今天要我们去要做很多步骤打开话题然后了解需要、找出让人认罪然后 再跟他纠正他信仰的观念、最后再显明他的盼望这个可能 有一点困难
For us to go through all the steps of evangelism for example opening up a topic and finallypiquing their interest, leading into the spiritual things, and
然后纠正了，让他发觉他，让他发觉他的良心，认罪，然后再悔改，然后再纠正他的观念。
And to pick their conscience and have them repent and turn to God is a very long process.
可能对我们来说有一点困难啊，我们不会记得那
么多点。And it might be very difficult for us because it's very difficult to remember all these points.
但是不是只有那个才是叫做宣道工作？
But evangelism is not just embodying all these points.
这边我们看到腓力。
We look at Philip.
他也是在做宣道工作。
He's also evangelizing.
他就是也很简单啊，他就说，哎，我们遇见了那个律法上所写的那一位，那个弥赛亚。
He said very simply that they have found the Messiah written about in the law.
啊，拿撒勒人耶稣啊。
It is Nazareth.
拿单也跟他说，哎。拿撒勒还可以出什么好的？
And Nathaniel replied, "What good can come out of Nazareth?"
拿撒勒一个小地方，怎么摩西所讲的那一位应该不是从拿撒勒出来的吧？
Nazareth is such a small place. How can Moses be referring to someone who comes out of Nazareth?
哦，就是他不相信。
He did not believe.
好，但是腓力跟他说，你来看。
But Philip responded, "Come and see."
很简单啊，你来看。
He simply said, "Come and see."
来看看主耶稣。
Come and see Jesus.
来了解，听听主耶稣的道理。
Come and understand him and listen to his words.
那真的，他来了以后就信了。
After coming along, he believed.
所以宣道的工作有时候也是这么简单。
Sometimes evangelism is this simple.
好，来请人家来听听主耶稣的道理。
It is to ask someone to simply listen to the word of God.
好，那我们昨天晚上分享说，为什么他会来看？
Why is it that Nathaniel came and saw?
好，本明明他其实他不相信嘛，他不想说拿撒勒不会出什么东西。
In the beginning, he did not believe, and he did not believe anything good could come from Nazareth.
好，但是他为什么愿意来看
？Why was he willing to come and see?
我们看到，因为腓力，很有可能是因为腓力的关系啊。
It is very likely due to Philip.
好，腓力他是在这个地方啊，他是认识这个人的，他是特别去找他的。
Because Philip knew this place and sought out this person himself.、
哦、他特别去找这个拿但业，要传福音给他。
Philip came especially to seek out Nathaniel to spread the gospel.
哦，也就是说他们认识啊。
That is that Philip and Nathaniel already had a relationship.
好，那拿但业他知道腓力这个人很好。
Nathaniel knew that Philip was a good person.
好，所以说有他，因为腓力他的好行为，他愿意过来听听这个，看看这个主耶稣，认识一下这个主耶稣。虽然他想说应该不是弥赛亚。
Although Nathaniel did not believe that this person was Messiah due to Philip and the fact that he was a good person, he was willing to come and see.
还有腓力在这边，他有很好的脾气啊。
Philip also had a very good demeanor.
好，人家他。拿但业都已经当面好像已经拒绝他了，他还是邀请他说：“你一定要来看看。”
Although Nathaniel had already refused him, he persisted and said, "Come and see."
好、哦，这是不简单的。
This is not easy.
然后遇到另外有几个门徒脾气比较不好的，他说：“拿撒勒可以出什么好东西？”他们就哎呀，不管你了。
Because if he encountered other disciples who had worse tempers, then they would have probably just ignored Nathaniel.
好，但是拿但业他不放弃，他脾气很好。
But Philip had a very good temperament, and he did not give up.
还是请他来看。
He still asked them to come and see.
好，但是，所以我们昨天晚上的重点是说，我们要有好行为啊。
The topic of yesterday's sermon is that we need to have a good character or actions.
对，就是我们要有光嘛，对不对？所以人家看到我们的好行为，我们请他来看，他才愿意来看、啊、
We need to be the light, and when because we are so bright, then when we ask people to come, they will.
好，所以说好行为这个当然是在宣道上有很大的帮助。
Having good actions and deeds will help us greatly in evangelizing.
但是重点是在宣道这个工作上面。
The important point, however, is upon preaching.
就算怎么说，就是说我们不用等到说啊、哦，我们有一个好行为、好名声，我们才能够去传福音。
That means that we don't need to wait for us to have good deeds or a good name before we spread the gospel.
当然好行为、好名声是我们需要去努力的。
good actions and a good reputation is something we must pursue.
好像菲利他已经有好行为，所以他一叫人家就来了。
Just like Philip, because he had good actions and deeds, once he asked someone to come, they did.
那不是说一个还没有好行为、好名声的人，他就不可以去传。
That's not to say that those who do not have a good reputation or good deeds should not spread the gospel.
好，我们看约翰福音四章。
Let us read John chapter 4.
好，主耶稣把这个福音传给了这个妇女。
After Jesus spread the gospel to this woman,
她信了。
She believed.
她回去，她就去传了。
When she went back, she immediately began spreading gospel.
她这个水都不要了，她把那个拿水的工具丢着，她就去传福音了。
She threw aside the, she threw aside her water, and then she went to spread the gospel.
4:28-29
In verse 28 and 29.
那妇人就留下水罐子，往城里去，对众人说，29节。
29.
你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？请看，请读。
28. Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, 29. Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?
好，然后我们再跳回来，快来后面到看39-42。
Verse 39 to 42.
那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人作见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。40. 于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下，他便在那里住了两天。41.
41.
因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。42.
42.
便对妇女说，妇人说，现在我们信。不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。好，在这边我们看到这个妇女，她其实在这个地方她是没有好行为，也没有好名声。
This woman did not have good deeds nor good reputation.
哦，但是她听到了主的道理之后，她转身，她马上也是去传福音。
After she heard the gospel, she turned around and immediately spread the gospel.
哦，但是她有一个见证啊，她见证说，
she had a testimony.
这一个人他应该是先知，他把我的事情他都讲出来了。
She testified that this person is a prophet because he told me everything I ever did.
好，所以说人家因为他的见证，听了他的见证，就出来愿意出来。看看主耶稣。
When other people heard her testimony, they were willing to come out and see Jesus.
来听听主耶稣的话。
To listen to his words.
好，那最后他还跟这个妇女说：“我们信不是因为你的话，是因为我们亲眼亲自听见啊，亲自听见，知道这个真是救世主。”
Afterwards, they even told her that we no longer believe because of what you said, but because we have heard for ourselves.
好，所以这个他也是很简单啊，就是他说什么，你们来看。对不对？第二十八节嘛，二十九节说：“你们来看，看主耶稣。”
This woman also used a very simple method. She just simply asked people to come and see Jesus.
哦，虽然她现在，当然她以后，我相信，因为认识了主耶稣，她的生活会有很好的一个改变。
In the future, I believe that because of knowing Christ, she would have a great change and a good change in her life.
但是她马上现在。就开始传福音了。
Right now, however, she immediately went to evangelize.
所以说，其实不管一个人他现在已经很好，有好的名声、好的榜样，还是一个人他还是在挣扎当中，从还有中间所有的人应该都要去传福音。
So it doesn't matter where on the spectrum a person is, whether or not they already have good actions, a good reputation, or they're amidst their struggle, or anywhere in between, all these people can spread the gospel.
哦，都可以开始去传福音。
Everyone can start spreading the gospel.
哦，你要做很简单的也可以，要做多一点啊，多一点做准备，好像主耶稣一步一步的也可以。
If you want, you can start out very simply, or if you want, you can be like Jesus and do it step by step in a process.
哦，重要的是要去做这个传福音的工作。
The important thing is to go out and do this work of spreading the gospel.
好，真的。在我啊、在我就是到教会然后去一些访问的工作当中，真的有看到一些很努力传福音的弟兄姐妹。
In the church, I see many brothers and sisters during my visitations who are putting a lot of effort into spreading the gospel.
哦，给我印象最深的还是在 美国的皇后区那边。
The deepest impression I have is in Queens in the U.S.
啊，我们一天去访问了四户的信徒。
That day I went to visit four couples.
Four families. Yeah. 那我就问他们说啊，你们是怎么来信的
？I asked them how did you come to believe.
啊，他们都不是。在信仰的家庭当中长大，他们都是后来啊、教会的人传福音，让他们接受这个福音来信的。
They were not born into the church. They believe because people had spread the gospel to them.
那我问他说你们怎么来信？他们都说一样的话。
When I asked them how did they come to believe, they all answered the same thing.
啊，说我们在坐地铁的时候。
They said that I was riding the train.
啊，有一个人来问说你讲中文吗？
Someone came up to me and asked, "Do you speak Chinese?"
啊，那他们都是华人，都是讲中文。他说对。
Because we're all Chinese, they said yes.
哦，那他就说啊，你要来教会。
So then this person they were speaking to said, "You need to come to church."
来信耶稣。
Come and believe in Jesus.
就是这样子。
That's it.
那其中一个姐妹她特别，她还分享说她觉得很奇妙。
A sister shared that she thought it was very miraculous.
哦，她说她。他自己是一个很private 怎么讲，就是说他自己不会很随便的把自己的电话给别人。
This person was very private because she would not give her telephone number out simply.
甚至不，他的朋友很多都没有他的电话，只有比较亲的家人或者是比较亲密的朋友才有。
Even her friends would not have her telephone number because only her family members and close friends did.
好，结果这一个老姐妹啊，跟他就说你要来教会。
This an old sister came up to her and said, "You need to come to church."
哦，那你要给我电话号码，我会找人联络你。
You need to give me your telephone number. I'll find someone to call you.
哦，那个年轻的姐妹她说不知道为什么，她就把电话号码就拿出来了。
And this young sister said, "I don't know why, but then I gave her my telephone number."
哦，这个真的是有心在传福音呢。
This is the fruit of having the heart to spread the gospel.
不是说一定要学习到很多 的一个技巧啊，才能够去传福音。
We don't need to learn many techniques before spreading the gospel.
当然这些技巧有帮助。
Of course, this would help us.
当然这些技巧啊、也是我们传福音圣工准备的一个部分。
Of course, this is part of the preparation of spreading the gospel.
但是更重要的是去做这个，马上去做传福音的工作。
The most important thing, however, is to immediately go and evangelize.
我们花很多时间在做讨论，在做开会，在做训练。
We spend a lot of time discussing and meeting.
最近我们在艾明顿教会要举行福音茶会。
In Edmonton Church, we're preparing to do a gospel tea.
哦，所以在那个之前，我们就开会来讨论说这个传单要怎么设计。
In our meeting, we were talking about how the pamphlets should look.
哦，花了一阵子来讨论，然后思想，最后找到一个满意的一个设计。
We spent a lot of time talking about how this pamphlet should look, and eventually we came up with a design that everyone agreed with.
好，又想说，哎，我们要怎么样来做好训练的工作？我们要训练好青年，把主耶稣的这个好几个步骤一步步教给他们，然后要让他们练习一下。
We also talked about how we should train up the youth on all these steps that Jesus used to evangelize.
好，我们开完会了，要吃饭了。
After this meeting, we were about to eat.
就有一个人来敲我们的门。
Someone came to our door and knocked.
是一位一个女士，差不多四五十岁。
It was a woman about 40-45 years.
哦，她就是逐家的去传福音了。一个女士来跟我们对来。
There was another woman who knocked on the doors, and she wanted to spread.Another gospel to us.
好，他就说我要介绍耶稣给你认识。他拿出一个 DVD， 他说你要不要看一下这个是主耶那个一个介绍耶稣的影片。好，那你看完我下次会再回来跟你讨论。你如果你有什么对主耶稣有什么问题
？She said to us, "I would like to introduce Jesus to you. So here I have this DVD. Once you watch it, I will come back and answer any questions you might have."
我跟他说，哎呀，不好意思，我们家里没有放 DVD 的。影片的东西啊，那不用了。
And I said to her, "I'm so sorry, but we don't have a DVD player in our house, so we don't need this."
他没有就走了。
She did not leave right away.
她说没关系。
She said, "Don't worry."
DVD 拿回去，她袋子又拿出一本书，她说：“那我给你这一本书。”
She took her DVD back and took out a book from her bag and said, "You can have this book."
你可以看，你看。
You can read this book.
好，那她就这样走了。
Then she left.
好，所以我发现我们有很多时间在做学习，在做训练，在做思想的工作。
We often take a lot of time to think, to learn, to discuss.
但是重点真的是，你不管简单，不管比较复杂的，重点是我们真的要去做它。
Whether or not the methods we use are simple or complex, the most important thing is that we must act.
马上开始。
We must immediately start.
时常传。
We must always spread the gospel.
照着我们现在所有的恩赐，或多或少，来服侍主。
According to the grace given to us, whether great or small, we must serve the Lord.
好，这是我们今天早上从圣经的宣道人物所看到不同的宣道的方式。
In this morning service, we look at how different evangelists in the Bible use different methods to spread the gospel.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
273首。
273。
停止，停止，马其顿人求问呼吁，过来以主之福音祝福，使我听见免去罪孽大喜信息，以主之火全润洗，宣扬基督天使和合不兴起，须遵主之名去传福音，发出光辉主语幽暗隐于内心，传遍各地基督城，东而来者即如云，西而来者不由人，皆知主遣送尊名，蒙主救赎苦生命，受戴华冠的尊荣，同在天国享永生。停止，停止，马其顿人求问呼吁，过来以主之福音祝福，使我听见免去罪孽大喜信息，以主之火全润洗，传至传至属传平安大喜息，将主之救恩宣告万民，周遍万方的山土还未到座中，叫宗加美而和平，传扬基督是家正合乎心情，是尊主之名去传福音，吹起号筒传播警告引人归正，高举十字架升起，十字架升起，听见主教训，信着蒙恩和丰盛，末日来到主降临，天界信徒今天成，同享天元大荣耀，停止，停止，马其顿人求和呼吁，过来以主之福音祝福，使我听见免去罪孽大喜信息，以主之火全润洗。好，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在一起祷告。
Now we'll pray together.